The power of faith. I read a couple of verses from Romans that talked about Abraham. Abraham was a man of faith. He simply believed that what God said, God would do. He didn't stagger at the promise of God, was strong in faith, fully persuaded that what he would promised he was able to perform. Tonight, I want to look at another man of faith. I want to look at Caleb. And again, speak on the subject, the power of faith. And so if you have your Bibles, I'm going to direct you what verses to look at as we read several verses from Numbers chapter 13. Again, this is a familiar story, but I want to point some things out about it tonight that speaks to Caleb's faith. Start in verse 1, reading down through verse 3 in Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Now skip down to verse 6. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And then down to verse 8. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Joshua, the son of Nun. Now look at verse 16. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Joshua, the son of Nun, Jehoshua, or Joshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way, southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin, unto Rehob, as the men cometh to Hamath. Now, look down to verse 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great, and moreover we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. I want to make 4 points tonight about the power of faith. The power of faith. Point number one, the power of faith stands alone. The power of faith stands alone. Only two of the 12 spies had enough faith in God when he says, I'll give you the land, to come back and say, we can take the land. Those two were the ones we read about, Caleb and Joshua or Joshua. Only a few of the 1.5 million people that were under Moses' leadership thought that God would keep his promise and give them the land. God promised, Joshua and Caleb said it. God promised that he would do it. He can do it. Don't give up. God said the land is ours. God said it. We believe it. It's going to be ours. The power of faith is not dependent on majority vote. The power of faith is not dependent on the belief of the masses. The power of faith is individuals believing that God can do what he said. Here's Caleb. Only Joshua of all the spies agrees with him. Here's Caleb and Joshua and Aaron and Moses and perhaps a few others from the million plus people that were gathered there said, God can do it. 10 of the spies says, no, we can't take the land. The cities are walled. There's giants that live there. Most of the people that were under Moses' leadership said, we wish we'd stayed in Egypt. God's not going to give us this land. Why did you bring us out here to die? Maybe it'd be better if we elected a different leader and went back to Egypt. But Caleb said, regardless of what the majority said, regardless of what the masses says, let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. And he wasn't saying that we have the strength and we have an army and we have the might that we can take it. He was saying, God promised it to us. I don't know how he's going to give it to us, but I believe what God said, that he's going to give it to us. So let's go up and take it. It's ours. Let's go possess it. Again, the power of faith is not dependent on the majority. The power of faith is not dependent on mom and dad. The power of faith is not dependent on grandpa and grandma. The power of faith is not dependent on the church. The power of faith is dependent on you and on I. It's dependent on you and I. Do we believe that God can keep his promises? Do we believe that God can do what he says? Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, one of the smallest seeds that exist, you can say to this mountain, be cast into the sea, and that mountain will move. Think about David as he faced Goliath. King Saul didn't think that he could do it. The general of the army, Abner, didn't think that he could do it. The army didn't think that he could do it. His own brothers didn't think that he could go and fight the giant. They said, you shouldn't even be here. You just come to see the battles. But you can't go and fight this giant. He's a champion. He's a warrior. You're just a shepherd boy. But it didn't matter what the king thought. It didn't matter what Abner thought. It didn't matter what the army thought. It didn't matter what his brothers thought. What mattered was, what did David think? Did David have the faith? He said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. David believed God. David said, I believe God. I can take this giant. I'll go fight him. The power of faith stands alone. Number two, the power of faith stands regardless of the obstacles. Go back to Numbers 13. Look at verses 28 and 29 again. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Skip down to verses 32 and 33. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Here's what the spy said. Hey, there's giants that live there. The cities are walled and very great. It's a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. All the people are of great stature. The sons of Anak live there, which come of the giants. We're like grasshoppers. How would you like to have a pep talk like that to go into battle? Hey, we can go fight them, but we're going to lose. They're all bigger than we are. We're just like grasshoppers in their sight. Here's what Caleb said. Don't look at the obstacles. Look at God. Don't look at the giants. Look who has told us to go and possess the land. Don't look at how hard the task is. Look at the one who made the promise to us that it's going to be ours. Too many times we get our eyes on the problems and we fail to see the one that has the solution. Too many times we get our eyes on sickness and disease and we fail to see the great physician. Too many times we get our eyes on man and we fail to see God. The power of faith says we have a God that can do anything. The power of faith says we have a God that can do the impossible. The power of faith says, is there anything too hard for God? So get your eyes off the cancer, put them on God. Get your eyes off the broken relationship, put them on God. Get your eyes off everything that's wrong and put them on God. The power of faith stands alone, and the power of faith stands regardless of the obstacles. Number three, I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 14. We're going to look at a couple passages from Joshua chapter 14, and then we'll turn to Joshua chapter 15. Number three, the power of faith stands through time. It stands through time. Look at Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Now knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 10, And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakites were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord says. Now, look at chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Shisha and Anamon and Tama, the children of Anak. If you haven't figured out the Bible quiz, who claimed a promise that was 45 years old? It was Caleb. When he came to Joshua and said, 45 years ago, God promised me the land that my feet trod upon. Give me this mountain. I'm claiming that promise. 45 years have passed. Everybody over 20 except Caleb and Joshua are dead, including Aaron, including Moses. Joshua is now the leader of the children of Israel. They cross the Jordan River. They defeat the city of Jericho. Takes them 2 times, but they defeat the city of Ai. They win battle after battle after battle. They're now dividing up the land. There's still battles to be fought, but they're passing out to the various tribes their inheritance in the land of Canaan. Caleb comes to Joshua. He said, You know what happened when Moses sent us to spy the land? I was 40 years old when we did that. I came back and I said, Let's take it. God promised it to us. Let's take it. If God be for us, who can be against us? But he said, Nevertheless, my brethren those that went with me made the hearts of the people melt. And then we didn't go. And Moses made a promise. He said, the land upon which your feet have trod will be yours. And Caleb says, I'm now 85 years old. I'm just as strong now as I was when I was 40. Give me this mountain. There's still giants that live there. Cities are still great. The cities are still walled. But if God is with me, I will drive them out. And that's exactly what he did. The power of faith. The power of faith through 45 years of wandering in the wilderness. Through 45 years of watching those around you die. Through 45 years of watching while God carried out his judgment on the children of Israel. Through 45 years, the power of faith says, it can still be done. I'm not as young as I used to be, but I'm just as strong, and God is still God. He will give me this mountain, this land. I'll remind you tonight, God doesn't get old. God doesn't get tired. God doesn't change. What he promised, he will do. He'll do it today. He'll do it tomorrow. He'll do it 45 years from now. He'll do it 100 years from now. He'll do it 1,000 years from now. The power of faith stands alone. The power of faith stands regardless of the obstacles. The power of faith stands through time. And then number four, the power of faith is contagious. It's contagious. Joshua chapter 15, look at verse 16. 16. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjathnur and taketh it, to him will I give Ashka, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, so Othniel was Caleb's nephew, took it, and he gave Ashka, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a southland, give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the neither springs. So here was Caleb's nephew. Here was Caleb's daughter. They'd heard and seen, and they didn't see it all, but they'd heard the story of Uncle Caleb and Daddy Caleb. His nephew heard his story. His daughter heard his story. They'd seen him wait 45 years. They'd seen his faith as it stood alone and against obstacles and through time. And his nephew said, if it's good enough for my uncle, it's good enough for me. His daughter says, if it's good enough for Dad, it's good enough for me. I'm going to put my faith in the same God. I'm going to believe God the same way that my uncle does. I'm going to believe God the same way that my dad does. God said it. God will do it. God promised it. God will keep his promise. And so his nephew took that place that Caleb said, whoever takes this place, I'll give my daughter to wife. And his daughter came up to him and said, Dad, you gave us a field. We would like some springs also. And Caleb says, well, you're going to have to take it from the people that are there. And his daughter said, we'll do it. We'll take it because God has promised it to us. Let me ask you a question tonight. If God said, your children and your grandchildren and your nieces and your nephews and the little kids that you teach in Sunday school and in junior church, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. Pastor, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. Sunday school teacher, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. Junior church worker, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. Dad and mom, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. Grandpa and grandma, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. Aunt and uncle, they're going to have the same kind of faith that you have. how much faith would they have? How much faith would they have? Let's be a people of faith. Let's stagger not at the promise of God. Let's stay strong in our faith and have it regardless of what the majority says, and have it regardless of the obstacles, and have it regardless of how much time has passed, because the kind of faith we have is contagious. The degree of faith that we have is contagious. The strength of faith that we have is contagious. The power of faith stands alone. The power of faith stands regardless of obstacles. The power of faith stands through time. And the power of faith is contagious. It's the kind of faith that those that come after us are going to have. Let's be a people strong in our faith. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the examples in the Bible that you give us of men and women of faith. How they believed you. They simply believed that what you said you were going to do. And it didn't matter what everybody else said. It didn't matter how hard what you promised was. It didn't really matter how much time has passed. They simply believed that what you said you were going to do. And I pray, dear God, that you would make us that kind of people. That we would just simply be a people that would say, God said it, God's going to do it. And simply believe that there's nothing too hard for you. Father, I pray tonight, if there's somebody here that doesn't know Jesus, their faith would say, God said he'd save me if I trust Christ. I believe that he will do that. I pray you'll help them put their faith in Jesus Christ tonight. Come to the cross. Come receive the forgiveness, the grace, the mercy that you exhibited on the cross, and come receive Christ as their Savior. And then, Father, most of us, if not the majority, if not all of us tonight, are Christians. We know what it is to have our sins forgiven. We know what it is to have a home in heaven. We know what it is to have the Holy Spirit living inside of us to be our comforter and our guide. I pray that our faith would grow. None of us are where we need to be. We say like the Apostle Paul, I haven't attained yet. I haven't arrived yet. I'm still pressing toward that mark to have more faith in my God, to have more faith in his promises, to have more faith that he is able and will do what he said he would do. Please, Father, help us, help all of our faith to grow. Bless this invitation. Use it to build your kingdom. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.